rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning.
This is television station WORTV,
New York.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio, Friday night. We are not even doing a fun intro. Well, my typical loud intro. We're just bringing all the mics up. We got guests already. Murphy's booking actually showed up.
Oh, whoopee!
I can't believe this.
And they're not trannies.
That's even better.
At least I don't think so.
They all have vaginas.
So.
Well, that's the plan, right?
Hey-o.
All right.
Everybody's got a vagina if you look at it the right way. Bend over, big boy.
Wait a minute. What?
Hey, everybody's got a vagina if you look at it the right way.
You know, those are called assholes, and the world's full of them. It's a proctologist's dream. All right.
Hi-yo.
Let's get this show started. First off, Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is the official site. For those of you tuning in live, welcome. Get in the chat room.
Right now, because you're going to see Zuzu lotioning up.
She's lotioning up. This is...
Hey-yo. Whew. Hot damn. Mm. Wow.
All right. That's fantastic.
I got to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and those of you without definable gender, welcome to yet another edition of Spankwagon Radio. Live every week here on LV Rocks. You can catch us 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. If you're listening to the podcast, you suck because you're not seeing this live. And you don't get to play and interact and join in because we do have the cam and chat link where you can watch what we're doing, talk to us, and you can even call in. Zuzu, what's that telephone number?
What? Oh, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
And might I just say, wow, Zeus, what you are wearing, or more to the point, what you're not wearing on top of it?
Man, this is a shit. Man, this is like some special lube shit. I mean, that's where like hotel sex and shit.
Damn.
It does. That's her cherry blossom lotion that I often say overpowers things. But tonight, I think I can take it.
That's right. All right. Well, let's see. We need to get started with the show because we do have the guests. So
yes. Well, we can take a few minutes and say hello.
Hello.
What do we do that's interesting? Come on.
You know what? We do lots of things that are interesting.
Such as?
Tell everyone your name.
Oh, that's a cue.
There you go. Look at that. I've been board hopping and engineering two other shows, and all of a sudden I'm the professional.
I don't know my name.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
That's right. You certainly are. To my right.
Hi, I'm Zuzu.
The lovely and talented Zuzu.
I'm more like Half Daddy Decaf.
Yes, you too can have an amazing high-speed encounter with an illegal Mexican. I'm just wondering, Decaf got into a car accident today. We'll talk more about it later, but there were like 15 million of them getting out of the little clown car, or was it just the one guy?
I was just one guy.
So,
one
guy? Did you realize that the Roach Coach was not a drive-thru? I just, you know.
Youch. And catty corner to me, the straight man of the show.
Yay.
Trencher.
We do. Wow, that just getting excited out there. Do you have the monitor turned up so they can hear us?
I walked in as a bunch of hot white women sitting in the green room.
I know, isn't it fantastic?
I said this must be Spank Wagon.
Dude, I can hear the drugs in your right.
Yeah, I know. You're kicking it.
Can I have some?
No, not heroin, boys and girls. Our good friend Decaf did get into a car accident today. Like I said, you two can get smacked by an illegal. He got hit. Buying illegal. We'll talk more about that later, of course. We're also going to talk about my favorite topic. Was it a workshop?
Man. Oh,
Well, I'm just wondering, did your Love Boat theme song CD skip when he hit you?
It's the love.
It's the love.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, we'll talk about
that. We'll talk more about that. We're also going to talk some politics. We'll talk some current events. Hey, guess what? The world didn't end.
Yay.
Although
the webcam footage says it did.
And we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to go to our first break kind of early tonight, guys, because we want to introduce you to this. In the green room waiting for us. Outstanding. In the green room waiting for us is a local band here in Vegas. They are called the Dirty Panties.
Yeah,
it is an all-chick rock band, which just fucking
somebody
owns.
May take their pants off.
Have you ever chewed?
You mean me?
Have you ever chewed on a pair of dirty panties before?
What? I've chewed, but I think I've sniffed.
You sniffed though? You never chewed?
I've never licked. Chewed panties.
I think you have licked. To chew on dirty because it's kind of crusty, right?
Yeah, no. So you never tasted the inner crust of dirty panties?
Not from the panties, from the vagina, but not from the panties.
From the panties, yeah.
I mean, I've never done that.
Trench
is horking over there. This is outstanding.
Just like looking at the side of a pudding, you know.
Just getting the crust there. When you get the little part that's just a little crusty because the Tupperware container wasn't closed.
All right. Listen, Bill Cosby, that ain't pudding. All right.
That is not the skin.
Wouldn't
on the
you like
top.
To have the jello pudding
like
pop?
Would you like to eat the crust on a jello pudding pop?
Pull that skin off.
Come here, Rudy.
You know what that is? That means someone's got a little full-on fallopian fungus happening there.
Oh, that ain't right.
You got to shave. You got to keep that shit clean.
Kind of got a price check on the Vagisil. Vagisil on aisle one. Someone's got a full-on fallopian fungus.
Fucking clean up on aisle two.
Go ahead and let's switch this woman's Vagisil out with a combination of water and
vinegar.
I hear them laughing out there. Let's go ahead and switch this out with a combination of water and flour. Let's see what happens. Hey, honey,
flour.
It smells like Kaiser rolls in here. Are you baking something?
Dude, I am so want a sandwich right now.
I got a fresh batch right in my pants, honey.
Oh, boy. Okay, ready for
no
this?
No need for sour cream tonight, folks.
Gross fact of the night. Guys can get a yeast infection in their cockhole from fucking a girl who does not have the monoc or whatever the Vagisil stuff is. Dudes can get a yeast infection from a chick. Dude, how wrong is that?
He's making what? French bread?
I get a loaf of bread out of my penis, dude.
You could, or like a breadstick. Your penis? Yeah.
Right, penis.
Oh, dude, it's penis. Crunchy. Don't call it penis. Penis makes it sound like it's little and it's sick. Call it a cock. Cock makes it sound like it has a sombrero and a gun.
How about a dong?
A dong?
Dong.
Wang? You should invest in my wang. There's huge growth potential.
Ba-dum-bum.
All right, so let's go ahead and cut to the break just to introduce the folks listening at home and on the podcast to the Dirty Panties. And then we're going to get them in here and the way here in the mouth. Dude. It's not often we have guests who start drinking before we do. So.
I know. That's way different.
Wow. That's pretty early. What is
very
that?
Early.
Like 4 a.m. for
no,
me?
No.
Yeah, no shit. I was going to say.
They got to start drinking yesterday.
You got to get in the LHC and you got to go back in time. And you got to go to another dimension before she was conceived.
You got to get into that black hole.
Exactly.
Work it out.
The event horizon.
Did your mom drink when she was pregnant with you? Do you know?
And smoke pot.
See, my mom drank when she was pregnant with me, and I'm just fine.
Yeah.
Fucking answers. Answers aplenty right there.
Fuck you, douchebag.
Fuck you, dude.
Okay, should we be mean?
Oh, here we go.
At least I know who my parents are.
Oh.
That's right. Pick on the little adopted kid.
Oh, he's a little redhead.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears. We'll be right back.
Oh my God, we're back!
Spank Wagon Radio. Cables everywhere.
Can they pass for TLC?
What?
Can they?
What?
They can pass for TLC. Right. They look like TLC. They were asking about their Halloween costume, what they want to dress up as.
TLC.
Yeah.
Left eye. There you go.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you do? Drive a Montero over a cliff?
Without the Jeep.
I want to be SWV.
I want to set something on
get,
fire.
Yeah, give her the rules.
So you got to get it right up on this thing like it's a big black cock. So go ahead and disappoint your father.
Oh my God, I love it.
There you go.
Yeah, that got all eyes on me.
It's like a big black cock.
Isn't it though?
Because you're the only Negro in here. I mean,
I'm kind of a Negro.
He's only black from the waist up.
No, I
wait.
Have
do you got a mic? Do you got a mic?
Yes, you got a mic.
I have a mic.
Someone's
lie.
Got a mic back there.
Suck on it.
No,
suck
I
it.
Just want you to know that Jackie Brown lies.
Does she now?
Really?
I am mildly black. Because here's the thing. Black. Look at my nose.
Okay.
One.
All right.
All right. That wins it all. I can dance. And my last name is Brown.
Okay, and but look at my nose. I'm not Jewish.
You're not?
No, but her name is actually Jackie Brown. I mean, that's her name. Her name is Jackie Brown.
Oh, is it really
Brown?
Okay, Jackie cool. Brown?
Yeah, it really is.
It's more convincing if it was Jackie Washington or Jackie Jefferson.
Wait, I don't have a middle name. I'm going to get one legally.
Where are you getting
and it's going to be Dynamite. But here's the thing. Okay. It's going to be Dynamite with an H. So it's going to be like D-Y-H. So when people go, is your middle name really Dynamite? And I'm going to go, no, it's Dynamite.
So you got to do an O in there. It's got to be Dynamite. You got to put the O for the no.
And why you got to be so fucking accurate?
There's an A.
It's right.
Dynamite.
Isn't that my bit to be like the inner-retentive one?
Yeah.
She just wants to run around and go, Dynamite!
Yeah, let the girl
there's
do what she got to do.
There's an O in Dynamite. Sorry. Go back to your stuff.
You can't spell.
Give the nerd the interweb. He'll figure it out some way. All right.
What?
Hold on. Murph, who did you book? Oh, God, he's looking it up. Seriously, we're going to stop the show for this.
D-Y-N-O.
Wait, what?
But I want an H in it.
Why are we stopping the show?
Because I'm anal retentive.
He's anal retentive now.
What is he
just
doing?
Fucking it's, OCD.
Hey, wait a tick and just
did you say wait a tick?
Introduce your group here.
Yeah, introduce your
foe.
Oh, snap.
Oh, I have a learning disability. Yeah, I didn't mention that. I'm sorry.
Okay, which really does confirm that she's part
we
black.
All so, have
that was wrong. I apologize.
Snap. I said snap. Did you hear that?
Oh,
no,
snap.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
All right, guys. In studio with us, and wow, this is just turning out to be more fun than I could have guessed. We have the band. We have the Dirty Panties in studio. They're a local band here in Vegas. And,
woo!
Woo!
So go ahead and introduce yourself, guys.
Yeah, we got full introduction because I've forgotten already.
And exactly what you do.
Oh, I'm Jackie Brown. I'm black.
Wait, you okay. do black
so
or you are black?
Section. I play the drums, too.
You drums, okay.
I'm Casey Knoll, and Jackie Brown is not black. And I'm the lead singer.
Why you hating?
I'm Barbara. I play guitar.
Did you say Beyonce Knowles?
Little Mo, I play the bass.
You said Beyonce bass. Knowles?
Look at you. You're stuck on that, aren't you?
The fuck?
No, my name is Casey Knoll.
Oh.
Like,
all right, wait.
Like null and void. Wait, I mean, no. I'm non-existent. It's cool.
Nice. All right. Yeah. We have to forget about black man. He is. He's got the muscle relaxers.
No,
and going.
I know what she said. It just sounds close to Beyonce.
Oh, I see.
Muscle
okay.
Muscle relaxer.
Now, you guys are. I gotta say, you guys are fairly famous here in Vegas, at least.
Fairly famous.
That's a bunch of crap.
Fairly famous.
You know, I seriously, I think about 10 or 15 people I told today we were having you guys in, like, oh, I heard those guys at some place. And
so where the
like,
fuck they already at in the chat room?
Yeah, really, no shit.
Dude, come on, this people I work with, you think they're gonna actually show up here?
They're all drinking.
Dude,
there you go.
People I work with in this show, they're like pedophiles. They don't actually do it out in public. They don't admit to it. They just go home and they listen to it on their computer and they don't admit to anyone.
Nice. We're a sin. All right, so we got our guests in the studio.
They're passing notes.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, do you have crib sheets?
That's what we do. We are the only ones that pass notes.
We have cheat sheets.
Cheat sheets for the things.
What?
To tell
for
us
our
who
shows.
They are.
We want people to come.
Let me see the cheat sheet. Come on. Let's
see the cheat sheet. Know if you can read it.
No, it's just our shows and stuff.
Uh-oh.
All
here
right.
we go.
All right. Here.
And you think me being anal retentive is bad. He can't have a piece of paper near
it's
him
written,
and not
it's
read
written,
it.
It's written in girl language and shit.
Yeah, good luck reading that shit. No, that's
what I meant. Trencher's trying to what
you're
do you
trying
mean,
to decipher? You're trying to decipher the code?
He's turning this shit upside down.
You're trying to decipher the code?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you're so okay.
Dude, I love
we'll
that.
Talk about that later.
I love that fucking hairstyle and the purple. You are gorgeous. You know that, right? You
are
gorgeous. Here we go.
Gorgeous hair.
Here we go.
I zoned in and won.
Tell him about your hair. Well, it used to be all blue, so I'm kind of sad that it's purple now. But that's okay.
And blonde.
So why gonna knock
blue,
me down?
Green.
Oh, it's all cute. You look gorgeous. Yeah, it used to be blue. It looks like shit now, but it's okay.
Model your dress, like, Mo. Stars and stripes. And she's the one that dresses all cute, too.
For like 8 years.
I could tell.
Yeah, she takes I don't like normal. Cute
little Mo's the cute one.
What?
All right.
Mo and Casey dress cute, so that me and Barbara...
Yeah, she looks schlub.
Whatever.
Did you just call me a goddamn schlub?
No, I said so you can schlub. No, I didn't call you a schlub. I said so you can schlub.
You are such
schlub.
A
way
schlub.
Way to insult the guests.
I'm sitting here.
Way.
I'm
you look okay. That way. I'm looking this way.
Oh.
didn't I just bust out when she said so we? And I said, oh, whatever.
Oh, did you bust out whatever?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. Clueless. Fine.
No, I'm
wait, do the face thing, Jackie. Do the face.
Ouch.
Wait. This is fantastic because... Very rarely can anyone shut him up.
Yeah.
And you have slapped him down 7 ways to Sunday.
It's because I'm black.
We like smashed. You.
I don't.
No. His boyfriend can't even shut him up.
Oh.
It's so not like that, dude. Why you got to be like
it's
that?
It's a bromance, you know?
It's a bromance.
It's definitely
yeah.
a bromance between
you
two.
Because he didn't have any parents.
So, he has parents. He just right. doesn't know
so,
who
so,
they are.
So, Jackie, how long have you been of African American descent?
almost since birth. Dude, my dad is John Brown, and my grandfather's James Brown.
Wait, your rough. Grandfather is James Brown?
Seriously.
Get down.
Get down.
Don't He's you have the James Brown is dead?
No, I do, but I don't have it loaded
don't
in
have
the queue.
I had women. A James Brown doll when I was a kid, and I had a cape that my mom had to make for me, and I would spray him and make him sweat.
Okay, wait a minute. For those of you listening at home, I really have to say that Jackie Brown is a short white girl.
Why
you come on this?
Because I just don't want people to come to our show and be like really pissed off.
No. That's the thing. No. She's the opposite.
I mean, like, she's not even there.
No, she's the opposite. If you find a date black girl, they're not going to go to your show.
I got to point out, though, you know, there has to be, you know, a black quotient to any band that comes in here. Well, you guys were across the street before the show because of Murphy's Stellar Bad Directions. And
I gave him the wrong address.
You guys
No.
We went two places.
It was MapQuest and Garmin.
Oh, they both
got
suck.
Us in the wrong place.
Can I just blame him anyway?
I gave him the wrong address. I gave you the wrong
okay,
address.
Okay, well then fuck you.
I'm an idiot. What can I say?
All right, but you were walking into the rehearsal space of another band, friends of ours, Dim, who has a black lead singer for a metal band, a death metal band.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, totally awesome. So therefore,
like
you are perfectly
boys.
Allowed to have your black quotient.
I'm sorry, they look like who?
It works what? Out. It works out.
She's a pale, white-ass bitch. I don't know what to tell you.
She's not
I'm
pale.
I'm quite pale.
And that's I can say makeup. Bitch in the nicest possible
yeah,
way.
Yeah, no, my makeup and my tan are fading.
Your tan is fading?
Yeah.
No, you still look black to me, girl.
Do I? I know.
Oh, yeah.
You feel right. me.
Don't listen.
Let's talk about the band. Let's talk
yeah,
about
let's
the music.
Because
we listened to Pretty in Pink to bring you guys in. And actually, great track.
Yeah, it was
awesome
cool.
introduction track. Tell us, though... A little bit about your music, a little bit about, you know, what you're doing, basically.
No.
All right, let's get all drunk right. and naked.
No. Woohoo! Fuck it.
You're a douche.
All right, look.
I don't want to. No.
I don't want to.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
We come from a background that is absolutely no knowledge.
So you came from the ghetto?
No, it's ignorance. It's totally ignorance.
East Vegas.
And we just totally do what the fuck we want to. So
okay.
That's really how our music happens. I never sung a note in my life until the bitches in this band came up to me in a fucking what was it? Karaoke bar. And we're like, we're going to be in a band.
And
I'm like,
all
right.
Boy song.
We were all trashed.
Okay.
We had no idea. And so we all had to get lessons because we suck.
Yeah, no, that's all true.
Yeah.
It's
and
I mean,
then we got Mo, and Mo is the...
Mo Rocks.
The latest bass player.
She's a Mo Rocka.
Oh, okay, so how long ago was this when you guys got together?
Five years.
5 years?
So 5 years.
Okay, so 5 years. Basically, you was it you learned to sing? I mean, you didn't play any instruments?
No, nobody... Barbara played a little bit of guitar.
Did
for
you,
a little
okay.
Wait,
did
wait, Jackie. Jackie, I think you should tell them about the actual how you guys booked shows...
Oh, this will be good.
Oh, we're kind of full of it. No, actually, it was.
Wait, get a mic?
Yeah, you got to get the mic.
You got to get a mic.
Guys, we can't hear you.
All right, so who shows the tits with the showtime on there?
No, there's
like
no
7:30.
When we were in New York, me and Barbara are from New York, and our original bass player, Linda, used to go to parties with a bunch of punk kids and talk shit about a band that didn't exist, and we would say, like, you hear about the Dirty Panties, and... We wound up booking shows as the Dirty Panties.
They didn't play because they had no instruments.
And we never played shit. And we actually got so drunk that we got up and we're like, I'm going to hit the drums. And Barb's like, I can play this.
Really play a band.
Oh, well, no. In high school, we pretended we were the Mammary Gland Band.
The Mammary Gland Band.
And then...
Well, that's just tits.
Then we said we were the Dirty Panties, and we were at a very big punk show, and all these kids were behind us saying, like, did you guys hear the Dirty Panties? They're awesome. And we were like, oh, my God, we have to stop. Because we were talking way too much shit. So
You're getting a following
that was,
without
that
a following.
That was in New York, like, 10 years ago, though.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I met them, and that's when we decided to actually be a band.
Okay.
And actually learn how to play instruments.
But they came up to you, they seriously came up to you while you were singing karaoke.
No. We were all just drunk in a karaoke bar. I had met them through a mutual friend, and I was born here in Vegas.
Good.
A mutual friend, wink, wink. I was born here in Vegas, and we were all fucking plastered. And they came up to me, and they're like, oh my God, we're going to be in a band. Jackie's going to play drums, and Barbara's going to play guitar, and Linda's going to do bass, and you're going to sing. And I'm like, fuck yeah. And then they
really
called
happened.
Me up like a week later and like, you're coming over for practice? And I'm like, practice what?
So it's pretty much like every other drunken fantasy that every other karaoke person's ever had, except you guys actually
fucking
pulled
made
it off.
Come true.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It was terrible. All right. It was horrible.
That's like a bunch of stoners sitting around going, dude, we're totally going to change the world. And one of those guys turns out to be Henry Kissinger.
Right. Luckily, Mo didn't have to sit
sorry.
Through the original part of the band.
Right.
Which I have on tape.
The original's on tape.
You have an eyeliner mark. I don't. We're not on TV.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Camera right there.
We got cameras.
All right. I have a question. It's time to throw somebody under the bus.
Here we go.
Bus time.
Okay. When it comes time to do your show, when it comes stage time, there's always one motherfucker gets real nervous.
Who gets the runs.
Get nervous or get real anal about everything being right. Who's the anal fucking the group? Who gets
no,
anal?
Not a single.
Are you serious? Not one person. Not
Let
one person gets
something.
A little bit tense.
We had Hold a show.
On. We have a drunk, not an anal person.
But I don't even know who that is. Who do you
well,
mean?
Well, we all are, I guess. It depends on the night. We trade times, you know, but we're all just wasted. We're like, let's drink. Oh, we have to play now. Shit. someone want to tune me? No, fuck. I'll tune myself.
Fuck it, we'll do
Give
it
Give me
live.
Another beer. Okay, let's well, play.
Well, Casey came up to me one night, and I saw how drunk Barbara was, and Mo was kind of drunk. And I was a little buzzed, and Casey came up, and I was like, dude, I'm a little stressed. This is going to be, this could be bad. And Casey goes, listen, I'm a professional, and I have been doing this for 5 years. And I was like, dude, professional has a pee in it? You didn't, and she, and her response to that was, I hope there's no peas in our song. Yeah, we are so screwed.
Okay.
That is a quote.
You don't see this, but or you do. Quote, and unquote.
And I'm going to ask my favorite question always. What was the best experience and the worst experience on stage?
Someone else take over.
Best experience?
Yeah,
this
like
is
the
you
best
talk
performance.
Into the mic.
Best performance, best experience, blah, best, blah, blah. Best show that ever happened, something on the stage.
Like this one time these three black guys with these giant penises came onto the stage.
Duck it right in your ass. Oh, okay. We're at the Cooler Lounge. The girl with the boobs. And okay, we're an all-girl band, and none of us are lesbian. I don't care what people think. None of us are
Short
lesbian.
Hair, still not gay.
Slightly
bi.
Not even going to happen.
Not going.
Slightly Damn. Bi.
Okay, unless I'm really drunk.
Hey-o. Hence why she was out there talking to Zeus before the show. Anyway.
Only if my husband says okay. Anyway.
Yeah, like he's going to say no.
Wait, right. Should
if
I
he
burp?
Does, he That's just... why I married him.
Should I burp now?
Honey, please. So we're sitting there on stage at the Cooler Lounge, and the worst part about it was we had talked to all the guys that are around us in the band. We're like, you guys have to be bouncers. You have to be bouncers. You have to be bouncers. And this girl comes up, and it's her birthday, and she is too many sheets
I
to the wind.
I also have a short attention span.
And she gets on stage, takes off her top, and starts rubbing her tits.
On the microphones.
On the microphones. and like on us. On us, it was ridiculous.
Not
and
your
none
man
of the
move.
Guys, none of the guys that we would like, you have to be security. They didn't pull her off the stage. They're like, why?
Because that's
she
hot.
Was topless.
Yeah, that's hot. I mean, come on
it's
now.
It's cool. But for the rest of us, we're like, get her the fuck off stage.
But then she spit beer all over everyone.
Oh, so not cool. He's smelling beer and sweaty titties and shit for the whole day.
Not a good idea. No, I felt bad for her because I knew the next morning she was going to be like, what the fuck did I do?
So that was your worst experience.
That was the worst experience.
So what's the best one? The best concert, the best show you ever did.
I think everybody has a
like
different
we
one.
It's got to be one. It's got to be one. Time and together.
Yeah, okay, like, so like one time where the show was just like fucking perfect. Everything.
Mo's got one. Mo's got
big
one.
Crap. Right. Okay.
So go our Mo. Last show, I mean, I wouldn't classify it as our best, but our fans definitely thought it was the best.
Oh, that was
we,
a good one.
Okay, so we totally. Booked a show totally. At Tommy Rocker's. I used to drink there all the time, and it was great. It was
wait,
fine.
Wait, is this Tommy Rocker's?
The now strip.
Oh, good. Bar. That should
Tommy
have been interesting.
Tommy Rocker's, yes, thank you. So I was like, yeah, the place is awesome. I used to drink there all the time. Let's do it. So we booked the show. 2 weeks go by. 3 weeks go by. 4 weeks go by. Going down the highway, I look over. I'm like, Tommy Rocker's rock on. Topless. What the fuck? So we're like, I go, I'm like, dudes, it's a topless bar. They're like, okay, dudes, we need to get dudes there. We had the most people probably at any of our shows. Like, the girls there were like, oh my God, you guys brought so many people. You brought so many people. We're like, cool. And so there's girls like dancing while we're rocking out. And
hanging
it was just,
by their
it was
toes.
Awesome, dude. Tommy
hanging
Rocker was there.
The
he loved
whatever
us. He was like, I'm going to call toes? You. You guys are great.
It was they like monkeys?
And then you, our song, Pretty in Pink, that you just heard, you know, two girls actually got on the stage and just started just. You know, whatever.
And, no, and, no, and please. I think no, I was like, hold on, Momo. Back that up. Please, if you would describe the whatever.
One was on the pole and one was behind it. So that's all I got to say. Okay. But it was, yeah. Right, it was really interesting. Questions? We were literally, I would literally look and be like, oh, topless. Hey, tits. Da da na 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 na. Oh, hey, there's all these guys. I know you. Tits.
Right. Again, still not gay.
Question
in the back.
Okay, my question.
Not gay at
my
all.
Question.
It was all right. Quite all right, crazy.
All right, Scrappy, she's a heavy-heated lesbian, and she loves you guys.
Oh, yeah.
She masturbates to you every night.
This has got to be the biggest bull dyke
you
I've ever
met.
No. Yeah, she's big, bull dyke. She wants to know what God. Was the inspiration for the album cover, the new album cover. Which do you have the CD over there?
Because
we got the CD up on the
the 12 months of trash
album cover.
Yeah,
the 12 months of trash.
Yes.
Well,
I'll tell you, I've been white trash my whole life, even though I'm black. Psh. But white. Yeah.
I'll take some of that.
You can't be on both teams. We hate each other. You don't vote for us at
all. Dude,
office.
I'm like this far from the trailer park, okay?
You are not.
Oh, yeah.
Obama.
Thank you.
Whoop. I got notes flying at me.
I don't know.
The 12
months
of trash, it was like, it took us like 3 or 4 months to figure out what we were going to do, right?
Okay.
And we drank a lot of Pabst. I don't know. Does that help?
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys did the cover.
And at that point, we just were like, what are the biggest stereotypes that we can figure out? So that's what we did.
So let's name some of those stereotypes.
For
I haven't seen
a
the cover.
For a while, you know, a lot of bands like sell
it's literally
the same
into
thing.
Months. You know,
stickers and pins at shows. We were thinking that we would sell calendars because we thought that would be funny if we sold an actual calendar.
Right.
And also, I thought it'd be good if we sold fly swatters. Or
fly swatters.
Yeah, because every trailer has a fly swatters.
Yeah,
I need one right
but
now.
But seriously, you go to a show and you get CDs and you get pins and you get stickers and T-shirts.
Right, right.
But who gets fly swatters and frisbees? Nobody.
That'd be
so
sweet
we
ass.
Should have them. And also calendars.
And beer cozies.
It's like a fucking 4-H event.
Have them.
Yeah. The fuck is a beer cozy?
Are you talking about sheep?
Dude, beer cozy? Dude, that's the little foam thing.
You're too ghetto to know, dude.
Anyone watching? Yes, there are people watching. Dude, I can go even worse, but I won't. So,
go ahead,
you guys have
dude.
Some upcoming shows. What do you guys have coming up?
It's on that paper next
to you. Well, our next
we took
show.
We took the crib sheet.
Here we go.
Wow, they do need that sheet, don't they?
Our next show, I know, right? Paper, yeah, great. October 4th at Jillian's, and believe it or not, we have to sell tickets, as lame as that is. 10 bones to get in, but it's a lot of punk rock. Betting on Tomorrow, nice punk band in town. That's all I really know.
Guilty by Association?
Guilty by Association, who's hosting the whole event.
Infinite Star Clothing.
Infinite Star Clothing is going to be there, you know, selling their thing, giving out stickers. And it's a charity, so it's going all towards breast cancer, which is awesome. And they're just trying to, you know, get a bunch of money to donate and have a good cause. So it's at Jillian's, which is great. He bought out the Infinite Star Clothing, bought out the venue for the night. So hopefully we can have a bunch of things. It's all ages, so it's a chance to kind of get, you know, younger crowd involved in us and anything, because we don't really do.
I will not be cussing that night.
Damn it!
Oh, fuck.
We have some ex and some school teachers, so yeah, it's kind of hard.
You got some ex? Oh wait, I'm
thinking of something else.
No. No. Ex-school teachers.
Dude, I just totally woke up.
Hey.
But they're $10, so if you guys want to like hit up MySpace, Dirty Panties, you know, you can get tickets through us. We get a little kickback if you guys, you know, get it from us. But if not, you can always get it at the door, no problem.
Sweet.
Then October 10th at the Ice House, it's going to be a big show with Murder One and Dayglow Abortions. Yes, I
Who
said.
Who doesn't love a good abortion?
Dayglow Abortion.
Dayglow Abortions?
The Accused, False Cause. That's also the Ice House, which is Friday night.
A band
so
named Abortions, are they giving away hangers?
They give
hangers?
Out free beer if you bring your tattoos. They show, you know, you get in free if you have tattoos. It's Ice House
Sweet.
Over there. I believe it's off Main.
Yeah, it's off Main.
Yeah, we'll kind of over there behind the Arts Factory.
Yep.
I don't think it is the first Friday. It's the second Friday, I believe.
I want to go ahead and take a break, and I want to play one of your songs.
But don't go anywhere, because we want to come back with you guys.
Come back with you guys. Give us one of your songs that you want us to play. Now, we've already
played. Call It What You Want To.
Call It What You Want To. Give us a little story behind the song.
Sex.
Sweet ass. Turn it up.
Fuck yeah. Back Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh my god, I love
a proper break.
The Dirty Panties.
I love
we'll do a proper break in a minute or 12.
All right, so now we've had like bands here before that are pretty much primarily guys. In fact, I think you guys are the first chick
rock on.
Nice. Like the first chick rockers we've had in here. Do you guys have like guy groupies? I mean, does that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I be your whore?
Yes, you can.
Hey, yo.
Can.
Do like Now, I know, like, chick groupies will flash their tits. Do dudes, like, try to show you their junk?
No, not really. Nobody wants to see that.
It's solely, maybe, but not, like, while we're on stage.
Wait, I have to say something. I have to say something right now. We're an all-girl fucking punk band, and I shit you not, did it take us, like, 7 years for a guy to get us to buy a drink?
No, because we've only been a band for 5.
Okay.
So, 5 years! 5 years, and guys, I mean, like, seriously, nobody buys us drinks.
Okay, hand of God, the next guys you the next show you guys have that I'm able to make it to, I'm buying you each a pitcher and just giving you a straw, okay?
That's great. We would love that. We encourage that.
Start blowing
but
bubbles.
I swear, we've had one pitcher.
So no one buys
And, I mean...
It's called... Recession.
Barbara doesn't pay to drink. She's the drunk in the
she
front.
She is
that
the drunk.
Sees,
she pays for a lot. She may not realize until the morning.
Barbara doesn't realize she's paying for drinks.
Exactly.
Yeah, the next day she
because
goes,
lately
where's
the
my
bands
$80?
Have been going.
She
the venues. It's like
down.
Here's one drink ticket. We're like, we need like 5, 8 each.
Seriously, what the fuck?
Can we have? I mean, maybe 24.
Dude, no? I can't even like when Dim did the Cheyenne Saloon. I don't even. Apparently, after we left, they just took Rock West, tilted him upside down, and just stuck him underneath the Foster's pole and just and left them there.
They don't want that.
That's a rock house, though.
They don't do that for girl bands.
No, they don't. Dude, that's
They're
bullshit.
They're like, here's your one. We're like, fuck.
Can I get a Shirley Temple, maybe? What the fuck is up with that?
So are you claiming that is sexual discrimination inside bars? Mean,
okay.
That we only want to see tits?
Maybe.
We only want to see tits in a bar. How shocking is that?
So, you know, we were...
I
want
to say the thing to say that. Fuck off. That's Casey's favorite word.
That is a great phrase.
I love bringing the evil out of a white woman.
What is that creepiest thing one of those guy groupies have done then? Obviously, they're not buying you fucking drinks.
Stop.
How bad? How bad?
Stop.
Look, if they have a song about it. Hold on.
Two songs.
Yeah.
Someone's trying to kill me. Jackie needs to talk about the stalking.
Please, Jackie, go for it.
I tend to attract psychopaths. And we had a song. One of our first songs that we wrote is like the... Was it the fourth one, I think? Was Someone's Trying to Kill Me.
Good song.
Yeah, because they cut my brake lines twice.
What?
Yeah. Twice.
Twice, like 6 months apart.
That's not a good start.
Like, we were like, Jackie.
Yeah, I was driving, and all of a sudden, like, I was like, this won't stop. This will not stop.
God damn it, my cousin got the wrong fucking car.
He is more than capable of stalking a white woman.
She's black.
Exactly.
Black on black crime, baby. Black on black crime.
And then we have a song now called Figment of a Girl that's about
the illusion that these guys get obsessed with
what they think that, you know, someone might be, and I'm not that person, but they get obsessed with it. And yeah, I attract psychopaths.
Sweet.
But
are they in the county detention? Or are they
they're
dead?
They're roaming free. Because the cops actually said to me, he'd have to really hurt you to get in trouble.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
They called the cops.
Wow.
Like, this is like a cop matter. Mm-hmm. And she's
then
like,
probably
what are you talking about?
Out.
They're like, no,
I had
seriously,
my brake
somebody
lines.
Was cutting your brake lines for
like
a reason.
The mechanic actually put it in a baggie and said, you might want to take this. And I laughed and I was like, don't people just do that in movies? Like, ha, 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 ha. And he was like, take it to the cops.
No, they put bombs
on your
I mean, I don't mean to laugh at that, but how did you stop the car then? Like each time,
e-brake. A tree?
No, I did the e-brake. I at the time I stocked beer, so I had like a walkie-talkie, like a Nextel, and I called my friend Jose, and I was like, I can't stop the car, and he was like, it's really simple, actually, emergency brake, and I was like, oh, that does it. Yeah. And that's
wow,
fucking crazy.
And
what
then
other?
The other time I just rolled out into the street.
All right, fuck it.
How? I mean, was that fairly recently, or was that like a couple years back, or when was that?
Yeah, that was like 3 years
like
ago.
Three
so you
the
got like fucking
Figment was like a year ago, or not even a year ago.
You got
like,
no, fucking
it was
restraining
like
orders
months.
And
on a ghost.
You know, you can't. No, it's not that easy. Yeah, you can't because you have
talk
to prove
about
it.
Ghosts.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so what's her name? And we'll find him on the internet and harass him.
I will. Because
no,
they'll probably come
no,
murder me
him.
In my bed. Barbara has a taser gun because we live together and we're not gay.
And she bought me
and,
one.
And anywho, so she has a taser gun because she's afraid that someone who's trying to kill me is going to kill her on the way to me.
Because
so
the guy pulled us up and... Remember that last guy?
No, you're talking about...
You have talk to talk,
talk
in the microphone.
Talk in the mic.
Talk in the microphone.
Dump beer on our floor.
Bad.
She's drunk beer. If you're going to talk, you're going to talk in the microphone.
Barbara's got like a super security system at the house now because I might get killed.
It's a shotgun.
No, she might get killed. That's why she's
yeah,
got
on
it.
Yeah, on the way to me. That's the thing that she's afraid of. Like, we have a super lock on the back door. She's like, I have like a 9,000...
You guys have a marine and shit outside.
We should have 12
dressed
dogs.
Dressed in camouflage and shit. 12 dogs and shit.
Holy shit.
I got 8 junkyard dogs just sitting in my bedroom.
Now, there's something interesting... That I've heard, and I need someone to confirm it. And I've heard that there's a certain individual, I don't know who it could be,
take your pants off.
That takes her pants off during
take
the
your
show.
Pants off.
It's Jackie Brown.
Wait, it's Casey.
Oh,
it's
no, Casey. It's Jackie
it's
Brown. Mo. Jackie Brown.
I do
I'm
only
doing
for
show
sweating
if you
want to
see it because she only does it when she gets hot, and it's usually when she's behind the drums.
Yeah, it's not
so
sexy. Come to
a show. So that's what it is. When you start playing, you get just. Fucking hot.
Only in the summer. I get really hot and my ass sweats a lot. If you're a drummer, you know that. And I slide around on the stool and I can't really hit really hard. If
she
I'm
just falls right
stool.
Off.
So I take
thought
my
about
pants
grip
off.
Tape on the stool or something?
Dude, it doesn't matter.
Velcro?
No, doesn't matter. That's not absorbent.
A fucking Velcro
okay.
pair of pants? What the fuck?
Jackie sweats more
sweat
than any
eat.
Person I've ever met
wait,
in my
wait.
Entire life.
I sweat like a nigga playing basketball.
That's no. Thank you. That's what I was going to say.
Worse. Worse, absolutely worse.
Can't be worse than Patrick Ewing.
I usually say sweating like a whore in church, but that nigga like playing basketball, I like that one. I'm gonna have to use that.
No, it's bad. I sweat from everywhere, like my shins. You don't have.
How the fuck do you sweat from your shins?
I am pretty sure
shins.
That God did not put sweat glands in my shins.
That's what I asked.
So I sweat.
You need some Botox.
What deodorant are you using then?
It's called actually Secret Marathon Runner. Thanks.
So you put deodorant and shit between your thighs and shit in the morning?
Yeah, laugh all you want. I put it everywhere.
Gold bond, really? Baby.
Gold bond.
Instead of lotion, she's just breaking off a now, chunk
a minute.
Of that.
Wait a second. tell me your balls don't sweat.
My balls are sweating right now.
No, no, no. My balls sweat all the time.
This hot as a bucket. You have a girl over here.
The worst thing is that Jackie and I work together. I work with Jackie and Mo, and I shit you not, there are days that I'm like, Jackie, you need to put on more deodorant. And she's not even drumming at this point. And where we work, we keep it really cold.
It
and she's
matter.
Still...
I swear.
I mean, like, girls out there, you know, boob sweat.
I sweat a lot.
And, oh, like, yeah, butt sweat. I mean, like, it's
you
amazing.
Get the swamp
it's
ass
absolutely
and you're
amazing.
Done. Ugh.
Listen.
Dude, you're talking like people, like men don't sweat. Trust me, that shit gets musty down there.
Yeah,
that
girls aren't supposed to sweat.
So you be glistening all day and shit?
Glistening?
Oh, it's not glistening, baby. It's
we
not glistening.
Crystal? like she put us a Crisco
well,
oil.
The weather's just changed and she's been wearing sweaters. So
I did,
we're concerned.
Yeah, I had sleeves on today. I was really happy. I had sleeves that came down
here.
Listen,
we do keep the store at 69.
Yeah. Woo! That's a high power bill.
No and shit. you just decided.
That's my house. That's yeah, why my power bill is high.
That's not what I do. I need it cold.
I like it hot. But I like it hot.
So we played at Squiggy's, and I get really embarrassed like when I get off stage and I look like I just jumped into a pool, and people are like, they go to hug me, and I'm like,
that's not a good idea.
Oh, that's bad. Yeah.
That's when you force hug the people. That's the best.
Yeah, that's when you just walk up and wrap your
whole
body around
somebody.
You just walk up and say, bitch, your name is Towel.
That's when you look for some guy wearing something really absorbing. You're like, oh, it's so good to see you.
Is that a terry cloth jacket?
All right, I want to do another song. Give me another song I need to play to let people hear what you guys sound like.
Something real good. Something real good. You're really proud of.
Let's do Lost.
Lost?
Lost. Okay, so we'll play Lost.
Or Sucker Punch.
You know, do both.
Do both.
Lost do them back to back. We'll take a little bit of a break.
We got short songs.
And she needs the towel off.
No, I'm not sweating.
All right, we'll be back. Spank Wagon Radio.
Didn't go.
my God. We are back.
Holy shit sticks.
Fuck.
Yeah, wasn't expecting
that.
My mic's a little hot.
Yeah, your mic's a little hot. Okay, we're back.
It's like me.
And half of them are here. Half of them are still out there. So
yeah,
we'll, we'll figure this shit out in a little bit. Spankwagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. If you're listening to the radio, this is a time when the video is more important. So you really need to get your asses on the video.
I'm fixing my hair just now. Look at one.
Yeah, there's a camera in the bathroom.
Yes. Yes,
I
there
found
is.
It.
Notice she said camera because she's from New York.
Well, you notice, though, you say find it. It's not like we're hiding the camera in the bathroom.
I didn't see it. God damn it.
It's right there.
We like to stare at peckers.
It's true. They all went. No one saw it. It's right
peckers?
In the corner.
We like to stare at peckers.
That shit is out there in the middle of the fucking wall.
You know what the best part about that is? Later on tonight, I'm going to go to the DVR and I'm going to extract those files of these guys in their pen.
There you
go. I'm going to take them home and I'm just going to masturbate to them all week.
And so you should. So you
Thank
should.
God that was not the fucking
As long
microphone.
As you pay $10 to come to our next show, I don't care what you do.
There you go.
Jillians, all being. Ages, everyone. That's 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, whatever.
Sweet.
What
Look, if, Johnny.
Because they can't understand what we're saying. That's better.
When is your show again? When you were talking, I was just like staring at you because you're.
Oh, here we go.
You're cute and
you just picked up a stalker.
And I didn't hear one fucking thing
Great.
You just said.
Cha-ching.
October
That's the
4th,
sound it makes when you get
Jillians,
a new stalker.
All ages.
Okay. It's at night, right?
At night,
right?
I think
because
the
my
show
book
starts...
signing. I have a book signing.
No, because you mean
4th.
In the dark when you
You have
can
a book
start
signing. What
dark.
Book did you write?
He's an author. This is his second book,
this is his
if
second
you can believe
book.
This shit.
Second book? Holla. Yeah,
do you know how hard it is to find a publisher that'll publish something all in Ebonics?
Probably.
Is it a dictionary?
Because
I don't speak it.
No. Motherfucker. It's called the Motherfucker's Guide to Understand his Slang.
Excuse me, sir. Do you speak Jive?
Completely. I'm from Denver, Colorado. I understand.
You're from Denver? You know, Colorado has the least fat people. That's why you're skinny. You know they're the lowest population for fat people.
Sorry. I'm an ex-weight loss counselor. Who's That's exciting when what? Someone calls a woman skinny.
A weight loss counselor.
Because I'm not.
So who's from Mississippi? That's a total opposite. No. October 4th, in the morning is my book signing, but I'll talk more about that later.
All right.
So,
well,
look at that. You got to weasel your plugs in here. Dude, you're on this fucking
night.
Show every week, and you can't let these guys have one fucking
no,
plug?
No, but I was going to... But I'm creating her plug because she's saying
what?
The date
and
over
I'm
and over again.
And I'm down to plug you. That's awesome. When's your book signing? Book signing.
Now I'm in love with you. I'm officially in love with you.
Go.
If you leave me, I'll cut your fucking brake line. I've done it twice. I can do it again.
Yeah, we need to get a cock signing in the studio. That's the one thing we really need, you.
Or a labia signing.
Excuse me, what?
I'm sorry, what?
All the boys just went in their seats.
Labia signing.
So what time is the show?
We're going to be there drinking at 4.
Sweet.
The show starts at 8-ish.
8-ish.
So we're going to be performing in a very poor way at like 9-ish.
Because they... No, this is the reason. They're like, load-in's at 4. We're going to sound check. And then we were like, okay, so do we leave? Do we hang out? What's going on? They're like, no, you go drink. With, you know, like... With the drink fucking as if it's your hand, drink. And we're like, so you want us there at 4:00, you want us to sound check, and then you want us to drink, and
for
you want
hours.
Us to play at 9:00 because I don't think you know who you're talking to.
Wait, I actually told you to do that, right?
Well, you can talk it to the microphone.
Will have to say,
you call
Wait,
him Satan.
No, I will have to say that we do put ourselves through training. Most of our practices
the training?
Are not what we like to call dry. Drinking games.
Woohoo!
Oh yeah, and it's, so we try to make sure that even as plastered as we are, we can still play instruments.
All right, so now let's talk. Who produced
you know,
your
sorry.
Album?
I gotta say something real quick. I love the fact that Mo is barely in that skirt. That is outside. Hey, oh.
Sorry, Mark.
Barely in the skirt. Excuse me. What?
You. That is awesome. Octave, she just went up like 9 octaves.
Hey. All right, so.
What Oop. Sucks is I got this big ass wall blocking the best view.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah, let me just get the October 4th show out here.
All right. So then you're doing your album. You're getting your album together. Your producer says drink, no drink.
Come on. Give us a Sharon Stone. It'll
the
be great.
The producer is my ex-boyfriend.
Okay. So your ex-boyfriend's like
we
fucking drink
Matt.
Or no drinking.
It was kind of a rough period. We'll say that.
Oh, really? So it was during the album.
So it was like rehab.
Yeah, no, we were together and then we broke up and he was still like, all right, well, get your ass out of bed and we got to lay down the drum track tomorrow. So.
And drums are probably like the hardest thing to lay down because it's so metronome, you know? And he's like, I hate you. Do the drums. Do it on
floor. He never said he hated me. We're still really good friends.
Okay.
He comes to our barbecues, but
I will have to say,
there was
alcohol involved.
Barbara's laughing here. Wait, is there something there?
No, there was alcohol involved in recording the last album.
What? No. Oh. That is fucking
shocking.
Carried it in your own bottle.
As the singer of the band, there was no way I was standing in a fucking closet by myself without some kind of alcohol. Yeah. To like be able for me to sing,
we should have brought Santa
because they're all staring at me through the fishbowl as I'm singing to the tracks they've already laid down, and I'm the only one that hasn't done it. So there was a lot of alcohol involved. All I'm right. not gonna lie.
Stop okay. staring at me. Give me my bottle of gin.
That was it. No, no, no.
Stop
baby.
Staring at me.
Whiskey.
Whiskey. Oh,
whiskey.
Jack Daniels.
Jameson's.
I don't think I have
that's the difference between a black man and a white woman, right there. There you go.
I'm mostly Scottish, but sometimes Irish when I'm drinking.
That is true in its own sick way.
So, okay, now is this album, are you talking about the one that we just played, or is this a new album that's coming out?
What?
The one we're playing now.
What you just played yes. is we're going to have the same producer. It's Matt Salveson.
Oh, okay. So
who is amazing?
Yeah, he
actually.
Is amazing. He's really good.
Say it again.
And he actually did Billy's Kid. He's done like every
Jackie.
Band that's been popular.
Because
Matt
he's
Salveson.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hand me the album because I
he
I
actually
at the
did
CD
like
yet.
Celine Dion and gay people right like Ricky Martin and stuff.
Ooh, I don't know if I'd take credit for that.
But
he's got,
he
like,
was in
the
studio
albums,
for a
yeah.
long time
Celine.
With
oh,
them.
Sweet.
And Celine anyone who could fucking handle Celine Dion, because I am a fellow dancer and had many friends in the Celine show. If you can handle Celine Dion, you got my fucking count.
It was a good ass show.
Hey, Trench, you know, we happen to have an extra one of these CDs.
We do. We need to give it away.
I think we do.
To like anybody out there anywhere
in
the world.
No. I think we should give it away interestingly.
Uh-oh.
If we could get someone to call. And Zeus, what's that number again?
What? Our number?
1-866-LV-ROCKS.
That's 1-866-587-6257.
She has three jobs on this show. Look hot, say the phone number like she's a sex operator and work the camera. That's pretty much
so
all she
much
does.
So much better than me.
Ed, make sure the camera's securely focused on her boobs.
I see the camera.
If we can get someone to call up right now and propose to you guys, one
right
of you guys.
Now.
No.
No, that'd be funny.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Nobody wants to get fucking married.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's actually very
bad. Yeah, that's
bad.
A death sentence.
I mean, Casey's happily married, but the other one.
I have to say that only 50% of our band is, like, available. And that's why the only reason I wanted to make sure that people knew that we weren't lesbians is because I really want to get the other 50% of our band laid.
Damn it.
So.
Oh, shit. Do we have someone on the phone already?
Fuck you both.
We already have someone on the line.
Is his name Crash?
No, Jared.
All right.
Oh, no.
Oh,
this is someone you know. Wait, someone you know wants to win the fucking album?
Wait, I don't know.
Let's bring him up.
What's his last name?
Call, you there? Call, you there?
Yeah, Barana.
Hi, Tim!
Ah, Jared, we don't want you, baby.
Hi, Jared.
No, wait.
Hi, Jared. That was bad.
Listen, I made out with Jared, like, twice. And I apologize.
Was he bad?
Hi, Jared.
I don't remember.
Hey,
we were both
how you
drunk.
Doing?
Wait, who?
So, Jared, I got to ask you, what was it like making out with Jackie Brown?
Hi, Jared.
I don't know. We were both pretty drunk.
Yeah, we were. Sorry.
So did y'all make out, or did y'all like make out with each other's hands and shit? Don't fucking remember. What's the story? Give me the story behind it.
It's actually like once every 4 years we would make out.
Once every 4 years?
What is it, like the Olympics?
Or leap year?
That worked out.
How you doing, man?
All right,
so you called us. What do you want to say?
I just want to say hello to everybody. I think the girls look great on the computer.
They look great
they
on the old
great
cam
on
there.
The old cam.
Jared, do you like my hair? I cut it.
I can barely
red.
See it. It's dark
I mine
back
too,
there.
Jared. What
right, but I cut it.
Yeah, it's because it's a radio station.
I don't know
dude.
What camera is.
Touch my camera.
All right. Well, I just called to say keep it up, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Hi.
All right, man.
Thanks for the call. All right.
Somebody is epileptic in the chat room. They're in and out.
No name.
That's
all right.
Fantastic.
So we'll need to work on getting this.
You know what? If
away.
We don't give this away tonight, we'll give it away on the website. We'll find a way to give it away. And we'll
absolutely.
Make
give
someone
away,
do something humiliating. I think it'd be really funny if we could get someone to call up and propose to one of you guys. That'd be funny.
We're actually also working on some new records. So we want to produce a new record probably
within the next 3 months, 4 months, something like that. We've been working really hard on getting some new music, which is why we haven't been out in the scene like every weekend like we normally are.
Yeah.
But we've just been trying to get, you know, new songs, new influences, whatever. So look forward to new Dirty Panty CD
now,
very soon.
How can people get a hold of you guys, and how can people find your CD and MySpace or anything like that you need
We're
to plug?
MySpace, and we have a website too.
Give it out, please.
TheDirtyPanties.com.
Dirty Panties.
TheDirtyPanties.com. Okay.
Yeah, it's a brand new website that we've kind of launched. We've done a lot of updates on it and stuff, so we're really trying to focus on the website as well as MySpace. You can always get us at MySpace, bands, the Dirty Panties, but also our website as well.
And we'll link to both of those right on the front page of our site.
Awesome.
That way,
and they can get, you know, merch, and they can get the CDs.
Merch,
and they can
CDs, buttons, pins, our updates of our shows, new
used
pictures.
Panties?
Used pins, of course.
No, used panties, not used pins, used panties.
I'm going to start getting into that. I'm kind of broke, yeah.
Because I got to tell you, that'd be a big market with the Japanese listeners.
Well, we have a bunch of shirts coming in, but we haven't been able to, like, get those yet, so... And soon we'll be getting shirts, panties, stuff like that.
So how many albums do you have, Al?
One.
So this is going to be the second one?
Just 12 months of trash.
So you have to name it Dirty Panties, even crustier than the first one.
Oh, why you got to be gross? No.
Actually, we've already decided our cover. And it's we did a big photo shoot with Studio West out in, which is like the head guy at... Las Vegas Arts,
big
photo,
big studio shoot, huh?
Yeah, the Arts Factory. But it's called The Adventures of. So it's kind of superheroes.
That's
kind of
cool.
Very cool.
Check it out.
All right, so let me get one more song.
Like, skin tight latex suits and shit.
Spanky,
yeah.
Skin
yeah, the
tight.
Drummer. You got you, she'll
makeup.
Fucking drown.
I have a mohawk. I have a red mohawk.
No, I wore
so
like
take
a
it,
mesh
get it.
Or
a mesh
net or whatever.
So you look like a Goomba. Got it.
she looked like a hot electric Goomba.
Electric
if,
Goomba
if
with tits. All right. So give me one more song to take it out.
Sign language.
Sign language.
Oh, this man. Is my favorite.
Awesome. And thank you very much for coming in tonight.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we love having you guys on. This is great.
Thanks to Spank Wagon.
Feel free to come back anytime you guys want.
Absolutely.
I'll be here tomorrow.
As long as Mo wears that dress again.
Don't tell her that.
You need to name one more thing before you play the song. You need to name the song. A song after Spank Wagon. What you know? What?
Oh, come on! Don't pressure.
No. I got a story behind it.
After
what?
Hey,
no, because I have a story. Let me tell the story. Okay.
It's about your book.
I brought my book in. I set it down and I said I gave it to the library. So you guys are gonna buy my fucking book, right? You know, and I'm gonna force it on them. And then they read the back of it, right? Because I do my thank yous and stuff.
Yeah.
And at the last line, it said, internet radio show Spank Wagon. And she looked at it. She said, "What is a Spank Wagon?"
So maybe can the Dirty Panties
there you go.
Get a copy of your book?
Maybe. Yeah.
Or maybe books. Because, you know, we actually really enjoy books. No, I won't tell them about craziness.
We're obsessed
but
with reading.
We like
as a band,
books.
It's very gay. And
reading
it's
fundamental.
It's a non-punk rock thing, but we're all really obsessed with reading. So
I've never thought reading as being very non-punk rock. I mean, some of the best reading lists I've ever seen have been by bands.
Are they about vampires?
Yeah, no, we're caught up in the Twilight thing.
Oh, Christ.
I love it.
It's Grabby saying it, too, other things.
Oh,
well.
Fuck that.
All I've never read a book
Chuck
in my Polonaic. Life, and I've read this one
fuck it,
twice,
taking it out with sign so. Language. You're listening to the greatest.
We are punk rock, I swear.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Twilight.
Make your move down the ground. I can't.
paycheck, Liz. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
First floor. Doors open.
Well, here we are. What can I say? I'm thrilled.
I want to congratulate you for being on time.
Ours is a brand new world of all-at-once. As the new electric technologies come into play, people are less and less convinced of the importance of self-expression. Teamwork succeeds private effort.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
I'm the joker, I'm the smoker, or the riddler. Let the fiddler play, play the theme. Prophecy, made by DJ Supreme. Eliminated, terminated, exterminated with a star complicated, but
talk about money. Money is a subject all people all over the world have in common. So why not talk about it? If your friends don't want to talk about it, you may want to find a new group of friends. These are things I do on a regular basis. Once you begin that journey in your mind and in your heart, the rest of you should soon follow. Always remember that words are free.
Party's
all
at?
The other sweet clubs are filled up.
Aw, man, look at this big line here.
That's the way it's always been.
There must be 1,000 people out here.
There we
go. Yo, I'm going to get
you're really going to listen.
Shut up.
Hurry up. I don't want to miss
me.
You.
Excuse me.
Is that
what
I call? No, you don't need it.
You.
Excuse me.
And never you.
Excuse me.
Disappearing in this
come on, buddy. Come on. You're stepping all over my shoulders. Come on.
Yes.
Stop. Stop.
What does it feel like when you're dark?
So it feels good. It's sort of stiffing them. But once I get going, then I like forget everything. Sort of disappear. I can feel a change in my whole body. Like there's fire in my body. Just there.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
nightlife.
Thank you.
My goodness. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. We know we got half of the people here. They're still dealing with the band that was here, Dirty Panties.
And I've actually
Dirty Panties.
the new album cover.
Oh, you were saying, so you found it online.
Yes. Sweet. So I'm showing it right now so you guys can all see.
For those of you on the camera.
And hopefully you guys will check it out. And I've also got their MySpace up there, and they will be performing October 4th at Jillian's.
Sweet.
They've got another show on the 10th of October, and I think that's at the Ice House.
Nice. Now, you were saying something about we're booking a live?
We will be doing a live shot with them at their...
compound or
at
store
their flower
shop or... Oh, okay, cool.
Because it's like a punk flower shop, because they have two other members from the Quitters that work there, and then the Dirty Panties, of course, work there too. So I think it would be an awesome shoot.
Would be. Now, I'd like to say we can move forward, but unfortunately, this is a Murphy booked show. And
it's true.
He had him right in the ass. He'd like that. Come on now. He'd be like, well, if Zuzu's doing it, I'm game. He's like, wait, what would be the joke? Oh, yeah, you go past the first knuckle.
That's right.
Yeah, not game until you go past the first knuckle.
Oh, we're going past that first knuckle.
You'd be like, fuck you, here's my wrist. Here's my
you
elbow.
You like my elbow? How's that?
Nice. All right, so Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. Want to talk about a little bit about the website, because we have launched the new website. It is fully up and running.
Fully.
As a matter of fact, we talked a little bit about it last week towards the end of the show, but lots of changes. First off, we've integrated more with the video.
Mm-hmm.
So now when you actually click on Spank Wagon, the show, or the video link, you get the video. It's right there. The podcast downloads are easier.
Your fucking face.
Yes, you're going to get on there. We'll get your face on there and more. We're going to basically be doing a lot more with the pictures and stuff. Once I teach Decaf how to actually do the...
Would you teach him how to work the internetting?
You know, I got to teach him to only use
the
one sign-in.
The internet is very hard to manage.
Apparently. What's funny is he has two logins because he keeps forgetting his password. So I'm like, okay, we got to... Yeah, he's got Decaf and then Big Daddy Decaf. So I'm like, okay, we got to figure out which one's
it's
you.
Like, which one do you want to go with?
And which one do you think you'll remember the password on? I know Murph is already trying to rework the cam and chat button to bring it back consolidated. I separated it.
Right,
didn't want to deal
right.
with the shit anymore.
Yeah.
But we got the new site. And it has a forum. And unfortunately, because it has a forum, that means Murphy's posting porn. That is
the most vile
and disgusting shit I have ever seen in my life.
Is the clown one? Oh,
no, the clown one's there. The clown one's there. This one is beyond disgusting.
It's not safe for work. Hold on,
you got to go there. Just go to the spankwagon.net site.
I don't know where you think we work, but we look at that shit regardless.
See, no, I don't. And it was something that was beyond disgusting. I wretched. I mean,
you wretched.
No,
well, you wretched everything.
I wretched. I'm a wheat was. But
you're
it
weak.
Was. It was.
All right. So where is it? I'm here.
Okay. If you go down to the bottom, there's the not safe for work, and it's the post that's called that he already apologizes already into the post.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
Are you in the forum?
The forum.
Got to go into the forum. Let me bring up the other mics here.
I'm going up into the forums and I'm going down.
What are you looking for?
You posted.
Oh God.
The most foul, disgusting, heinous thing ever. It's bad. Oh, it's disgusting.
This one?
Uh-huh. I gotta know, dude. Do you intentionally look for that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you.
Dude, it's a link from a link that I got from a link.
Don't
even
is
know.
Is she pregnant?
I don't think so, to tell you the truth. I don't think she's capable of moving anything
I think that's
from
atrophy.
The shoulders down.
That's pure atrophy.
Atrophy.
So what happens here?
I don't know, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Yeah, keep going.
Keep going.
They're both paraplegic.
Well, you got to get it on regardless.
I don't think you can
get
it on.
Look with the breathing tubes.
I'm going to suck your penis.
I don't. You know what?
Put your penis in my breathing tube.
I don't think they had a say in anything.
Why are you making fun of John McCain?
Oh, speaking of, bring it up. I'm going to have a fucking aneurysm at this shit.
Which one am I bringing up, by the way?
The first one.
I don't know which one that is.
That would be Sarah McCain.
Sarah McCain.
Sarah Palin talking to Charlie Gibson.
She's like, I want to.
Ugh. Okay, here's the deal. The McCain camp has kept...
Do you agree with the Bush doctrine?
Her, right there. That one right there. Okay, so the McCain camp has kept Palin under wraps for like the last, I don't know, since the announcement. Basically, intern has entered the chat. Awesome. Hello, intern. Would you like to Would you like to go talk to my cigar? The McCain camp has kept Palin under wraps, obviously for good reason, because here's the deal. This bitch is stupid. She is stupid and doesn't know a goddamn thing. Self-admittedly, she doesn't know what the vice president does. She doesn't know what the president does. She has no idea about anything. And the only reason they chose her now, it seems, because number one, she's a marketing ploy. And number two, she's Bush with a cunt.
Ooh.
Go ahead and start this shit. Start this shit.
In what respect, Charlie?
Back it up. Back it up to the beginning. Back to the beginning. This is Charlie Gibson, I do believe from NBC, interviewing
the Bush doctrine.
ABC.
Okay, ABC. Just start it again.
In what respect,
but you gotta
Charlie?
Shut up.
Sorry.
All right, I'm starting it again. Okay. Shut up.
Now shut off the mic.
The Bush doctrine.
In what respect, Charlie?
Okay, pause it right there. You're gonna need to be doing this Bush, quite a bit. Charlie Gibson
Why
asked
I
her.
Why not even reply it? We were already there.
Okay, Charlie Gibson asks her, "What does she think of the Bush doctrine?" And the stupidest thing. I love this. When politicians don't know the answer to the question, they make you re-explain it. And she says, in what respect, Charlie? Okay, first off, that is not the way to do this. You do not go back and have him explain an abbreviated question such as this. This is a very small question. What do you think of the Bush Doctrine? There's not a whole lot involved. There's not, what do you think of the proliferation of nuclear weapons throughout Eastern Europe? No, it's, what do you think of the Bush Doctrine? Now listen to this shit.
What do you interpret it to be?
His worldview?
No, the Bush Doctrine, enunciated September 2002, before the Iraq War.
I believe that what President Bush has attempted to do is rid this world of Islamic extremism, terrorists who...
Terrorists. Okay, now pause that right there, right there.
Terrorist.
Right there. First off, let's just say this. If we could have a drinking game as to how many talking points this stupid bitch gets out in like the first 15 seconds.
I need a new liver.
Yeah, seriously. This is the most. If you look up in the dictionary, talking your way around shit, this is what you're going to find. You're going to find.
That's what makes her such a great Republican.
Oh my God. She is the perfect Republican. She is anti-science. She's anti-birth control. And she's pro-bullshit.
I don't think she believes that dinosaurs ever existed.
No, of course not. She's a creationist. Go ahead and press play. Listen to this.
Who
just listen to her yammer on.
Destroying our nation. There have been blunders along the way, though. There have been mistakes made. And with new leadership, and that's the beauty of American elections, of course, and democracy is with...
Okay, cut it right there.
New leadership.
Okay. New leadership, and with the beauty of the American election. That's her saying, yeah, guess what? We're Republicans, and we know we fucked up, and we fucked up, and we fucked up big, but we're going to try and convince you that we didn't really fuck up because I'm not a real Republican. I'm just a Republican because John McCain wants me to be a Republican, and I'm actually an AIP member.
They found me a month ago.
Exactly. Okay, here's the thing.
I don't really know what I'm doing, but don't my glasses look nice?
Okay. Everybody here
the
who
bitch
knows
is in Alaska.
Everybody here who knows what the Bush Doctrine is, raise your hand. Does anybody here know what the Bush Doctrine is?
I'm sorry, no.
Okay, I know what the Bush Doctrine is, and it's because I'm insane when it comes to politics, and I had my own website for a while, and
this
I had to put it away.
I zone out when you guys.
The death threats got to be too much. The Bush Doctrine. Well, Charlie Gibson will explain what the Bush Doctrine is, but I want.
Will you let him?
Just hold on. I want you guys to see just how off base this stupid bitch is. I think that the Bush Doctrine is actually President Bush telling us that he's going to save us from the terrorists. And the
terrorists.
Why don't we let her say it?
Hold on. It's me. I'm going to tell you that I think what the Republicans have done isn't really bad, per se. It's just how it went about.
It's not
it was
that
like,
bad, but neither is, you
it's,
know.
It's, look, it's, look here, I'm
going
to I'm going to not
tree.
Know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to wave this hand over here and tell you that there's an Osama bin Laden puppet on my hand, and this is what you're going to pay attention to, and please, no one pay attention to the fact that I build the state of Alaska for $15,000 for travel expenses, even though I was at home.
From a helicopter. Let's just slaughter all the animals from a helicopter.
And I'm going to pay people to kill wolves and polar bears.
Let's do that.
No shit, dude. Seriously, play this. This is so funny.
New leadership comes opportunity to do things better.
The Bush Doctrine, as I understand it, is that we have the right of anticipatory self-defense. That we have the right to a preemptive strike against any other country that we think...
Where in there does it say Islamic extremists?
Charlie,
you are an asshole.
Pause that shit.
You
where in there, Charlie?
Do not just
someone tell me
either.
Where in there that has anything to do with Islamic extremists and 9/11 and Iraq and torturing people and waterboarding people? Nowhere! You stupid bitch! Nowhere in there does the Bush Doctrine have anything to do with protecting our freedom. No, it's called, we think these guys are going to blow us up. We're going to blow them up first, which is basically the most anti-American thing ever, because America sat there and said, "No, fuck that. We'll let Germany take over all of Europe." What do you mean Japan's blowing our shit up in Hawaii? Oh, China. My God. She China. Doesn't even know what this is. This is the very basis of why we went to war with Iraq. And this stupid, ignorant fucking cunt who either A, covered up for her baby, or B, isn't capable of popping out a normal child.
That's not her baby.
Is trying to tell us that it's about protecting us for Islamic extremists. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking stupid? And this is just how fucking ignorant this bitch is. Do you realize this week, this fucking week, this stupid bitch went on television and actually said that the reason we're in Iraq is because we don't want 9/11 to happen again. She actually pulled this, that shaney bullshit
this is exactly
and drew
why.
That fucking line between Iraq and 9/11. They have nothing to do with each other.
This is exactly
there were no
why.
Terrorists in Iraq until we
Shut
went in there
second.
And fucked it all up.
Shut up!
Oh, my God.
This is exactly why they didn't want her to go on to any interviews.
They didn't
want to
let her out the house.
Because the bitch doesn't have anybody to write her shit. If she has to do it off the cuff, that bitch is not going to be able to do
it. I want
to
go on television.
I'm going to go out there and I'm going to be... You guys got to let me get on television. I swear to God, I can do it. I can do this. I can do this. No,
so,
bitch, you can't do
who's
this.
The, who's the president of the United States?
Obama.
Oh God! Oh my God! I swear
You're right,
to God,
bitch. It is Obama.
I listened to that entire interview, start to finish, and let me just say this: after listening to this stupid cunt, the McCain campaign in no way, shape, or form can say that Obama is inexperienced, because at least this man taught constitutional law for 11 years. This bitch sat up there and did nothing. You know what I love?
She made some snowballs.
McCain went on The View.
I like to pee in the snow.
Exactly. McCain went on The View this week.
I can write my name in the snow. And I'm a girl. My clit is like 3 inches long. You guys have no idea.
I got a stencil. McCain went on The View this week.
I'm like China.
And actually said that Sarah Palin fought and vetoed earmarks for Alaska. Yeah. Even after they said, no, she didn't. No. She actually set a record for earmarks, for federal earmarks for a single state. And he said, well, that's still, she still vetoed earmarks. For what? This bitch never met an earmark she didn't like. This bitch is like, her and earmarks is like decaf and white women.
I am so embarrassed that she has a fucking vagina.
Exactly.
She's got... Look,
my God.
If she knew her shit, I would give it up to her. Seriously, if she knew her shit, I'd be like, you know
she
what?
Doesn't.
All right, I'll give it up to her. I'll give it to the Republicans. But she doesn't know dick on shit.
You remember when I told you today that I was going to have an aneurysm over this? I can feel the veins behind my ears
throbbing.
He's about
ready to drop dead. He just
play
it
now.
Over.
Okay. So Charlie
that
Gibson
tells us that a strike is imminent against American.
Okay,
people.
Hold it right there. I just want to point you guys out to a specific word. A word that the Bush administration... There you go. A word that the Bush administration made...
Wait, I know this word. Gonna happen soon?
Imminent is a very interesting word, because imminent is a word that the Bush administration swears up and down that not a single member of the administration said leading up to the Iraq invasion.
Oh, we got it on tape.
It's
now,
on
bitches.
Tape. It's on Rummy. It's on Cheney. It's on Bush himself. They all said there is an imminent danger. And what does she do? She went right back to that fucking bullshit. This fucking stupid Kent gets put in any sort of office, I swear to God, we're all going to be in our houses wrapped in Taran wrap with duct tape
I'm going to Canada. Fuck you. I'm going to Canada.
Oh, no. There'll be no help in Canada. Oh, fucking Christ, that place has got snow in it. She knows all about that because she was near Canada, so she must know everything there is to know about Canada. You can't even see Russia from Alaska, but that's what they're saying her national
China,
security
so
experience is.
She's got foreign policies. She's really close to China, so she got foreign policies. She got this.
Now you sound like Cindy McCain. Oh, my God. Decaf is just in awe, and Trench is just shaking his head. All right, dude.
Imminent. I know this.
We have every right to defend our country.
Do we have the right to be making cross-border attacks into Pakistan from Afghanistan, with or without the approval of the Pakistani government?
As for our right to invade, we're going to work with these countries, building new relationships, working with existing allies, but forging new also, in order to, Charlie, get to a point in this world where war is not going to be a first option. In fact, war has got to be, and military strike, a last option.
But Governor, I'm asking, we have the right in your mind.
Wait, did she just basically say, shut up. Did she basically just say that we're preparing for World War IV to be sticks and stones?
Just play the rest of it. Just play the rest of it.
Across the border, with or without the approval of the Pakistani government.
In order to stop
Islamic
extremists, those terrorists who would seek to destroy America and our allies, we must do whatever it takes, and we must not blink, Charlie, in making those tough decisions of where we go.
She didn't move
and
a ruler,
even
so she's
who we target.
Thing.
And let me finish with this. I got lost in a blizzard of words there. Is that a yes that you think we have the right to go across the border?
Yes
or
no?
With or without the approval of the Pakistani government to go after terrorists who are in the Waziristan area?
I believe that America has to exercise.
Yes or no? Answer the question! Answer the question! Answer it! Just give a yes or fucking no answer! Answer the question!
We have got to have all options out there on the table.
She never answered the question! Oh yeah. My God! Oh okay. My God! Charlie Gibson, I applaud you for not reaching out, taking your fist.
Charlie Murphy gonna have to choke a bitch.
This woman's vagina, holding her up like a stick puppet and making her answer. It's a yes or no question.
Do
we have the right to travel over into Pakistan without Pakistan's approval and chase Islamic extremists? Do we have the right?
Well, I think that we need to take into consideration and we need to do whatever.
Answer the question!
I have another question.
Answer it now! Answer it, or I swear to God, I'm gonna go to your house and I'm gonna anally rape your retard. Baby, answer the question.
Shut up, dude.
All right, here's the question. So she's all worried about, like, overseas problems. That's where their main concern is, basically, that I've noticed from the Republicans, is they're worried about overseas.
I don't know what they're worried about because right now, I get lost in a blizzard of words.
So right now, our lower states are drowning, and New Orleans are still living in these... Yeah, fucking okay. Trailers that are killing them, and they send money to Georgia, not Georgia here. No, it's not our Georgia. It's Georgia across the sea. No, people are like, "Oh yeah, send money to Georgia." Wait, where?
You can bring it up.
Money's been to every country except for ours.
Our lower states are dying.
And just
they
look,
have nowhere to go.
And just says, "I need to take a chill pill," but you don't understand.
Ike is wiping in 800 miles? That's from here to Colorado.
The coast
is taken out.
Dude, when you see...
Gone.
When you see on the news, when the governor's saying, if you don't leave, you're going to die.
If you don't get the fuck out now, this is your main ass warning. If you don't get the fuck out now, you are fucked. Literally, properly fucked.
If
get out.
If we can't even take care of ourselves, this is why most Republicans should be most politicians should be dragged out into the street and have a bullet put between their eyes.
Obama, save me.
Look.
Oh, please, God, save us.
Look, when the Army Corps of Engineers can't even fix what's going on there with the levees and shit, we're fucked. We might as well just move north.
There is a 17-foot wall that is being breached at 4 a.m. this morning, and it was already being flooded, 17 feet high, breached.
I don't understand how they can't fix the fucking problem, you know what I'm saying?
Because our money's in Georgia!
Because we're spending billions of dollars to oh my God, you know what?
Not
let me tell you why.
Georgia people.
Let me tell you why we don't have the money to fix this. Play the next one, Trench, because this, you may have to turn my mic down again.
I will shut that shit off.
Hold on. Let me cue it up. I kind of had a miscue.
Cue it up because he already turned my mic down. How awesome is that?
Fuck yeah.
Republicans, let me just say that. People who blindly follow party politics make me so...
Let me talk to you just for a minute about spending. It's out of control, my friends. It's become evil and it is corrupted. It is corrupted. Washington, D.C. We're never going to spend $3 million again to study the DNA of bears in Montana. I don't know if that was a paternity issue or a criminal issue, but it's not going to happen again.
Yesterday, we reported that Sarah Palin is running as an earmark reformer, even though her state gets more money in earmarks per person than any other state in the country. And as you saw, just 2 days ago, John McCain and Sarah Palin are on the campaign trail saying that a $3 million earmark to study bear DNA is corrupt and evil. But just a few months ago, Sarah Palin asked Congress for a new earmark for $3.2 million to study the DNA of seals. And an extra bonus, she asked for another earmark for $500,000 to study the mating habits of crabs.
That's why she did that, because she needs a new coat.
Never going to spend $3 million again to study the DNA of bears.
Okay, here's the thing, though. If you look at the Us magazine, there's like a whole shit thing on her. Mm-hmm. If you look at all the pictures, if you look at the picture at the very bottom right, it's her sitting on a sofa with the skin of a grizzly bear laying on the back of it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's down with that.
And there's a crab is the centerpiece on their coffee
look,
table.
Wow. I'm all, okay, if I'm from Montana, and I'm, you know what? We
I'm
hunted.
Sorry.
Listen, we hunted for elk and deer, but we did it so we wouldn't have to worry about meat during the winter. Because in Montana, winters will kick your motherfucking ass.
Zeus, can I ask you a question real quick? When you went out and killed a bear, could you only carry 200 pounds of meat back?
You're a dick.
Little Oregon Trail joke for everyone there. There you go.
Your axle is broke, kid.
Everyone chooses the banker.
Murphy has died for typhoid.
Dude, Oregon Trail should be an MMORPG. That would be
still,
awesome.
Okay, I get it.
I'm a level 60 banker.
You hunt in Alaska. We hunt in Montana. But now she's worried about... Now she's got to focus her points on the rest of the fucking country.
Okay. Here's the deal about her points, though. All of the points that they're going to bring up as being hardcore Republican, she's against. She's for big spending. She's for government contracts. She's for off-the-wall, backdoor politics.
Look, I'm down with government contracts. If you give it to our people, if you give it to rebuild our lower states, I'm down. I'm down.
You know, do you know what's funny? The Republicans up in... You can bring me back up, Trench. I'm not going to yell anymore. The Republicans in Alaska are now fighting tooth and nail to stop the report about the Trooper Gate. You know, I fucking hate how every scandal now has to have gate on it. Intern gate, Trooper Gate.
Watergate.
Fucking Watergate. Obama Gate, whatever.
There's no Obama Gate.
Oh, no, there's that Resco thing that I don't even think counts. So they're fighting now to try and keep this report that is supposed to be released sometime mid to late October. They're now fighting to keep that held back until after the election, which means we know for a fact that this bitch tried to have her brother-in-law fired, and when the chief of police wouldn't do it, she fired him. How fucking stupid do they think we are?
You know, if McCain actually gets elected and it follows through, let's just all, at the same time, once this happens, bend over and stick our heads firmly between our knees and kiss our asses goodbye, because we are fucked.
Oh, we're beyond fucked, because either A, he's going to bomb the shit out of some brown people.
And then they're going to kill us.
Or B, he's going to keel over and die. And this witch-burning creationist can't keep her own family in check. How the fuck is she supposed to morally lead this country?
Not her fucking kid.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this. If this woman actually... This woman scares me. She literally is. Someone took Jerry Falwell and stuffed it in Tina Fey's body.
Yeah,
that's absolutely what this bitch is.
Hot. Yeah.
Tina Fey's hot. And I'll give Sarah Palin this. She's hot. I'd fuck her.
Well, yeah.
Well, anybody would fuck her.
That's
those why
glasses.
McCain picked her, because he's fucking staring at her ass when she's standing at the fucking
podium. That was so great when she was taking the acceptance speech.
Not once, not twice, not thrice. But six times!
Six times he's like, I'm going to check out this ass.
Yeah, it would be a total wreck. Speaking of Rex.
Speaking of Rex, we need to talk about this. Now, the black man...
Which is hard to see in the dark.
...had a run-in with another minority this morning.
Okay. All right, I'm leaving to go to work, right? Light's green for me. All right, I start to slow down because one fucker already makes a left turn, right? And, you know, so I saw the car coming, so I had enough time to, you know, stop, and the car was going by, you know, braking. And then some fucker decided to want to go right after that dude. And I hit with the right side of my car, fucking took out the back of him and shit, right? So we pulled out because I was in the middle of traffic. I know you're not supposed to leave the accident. You're supposed to leave your cars there. But I was literally in the middle of the fucking intersection. I'm saying, I'm going to fucking die if I stand this motherfucker because everybody's
but
rushing to work.
Stop. I'd be like, you people got to realize what just happened. Yeah.
I know. It is true. But we pulled inside a 7-Eleven. We started talking, right? And he's like, oh, I can fix it. I can fix your car and all this other shit. Well, I said, I call the police, whatever. He looked all sweaty and shit, you know. Come to find out.
Mister, I can fix your car. Yeah. I can fix it. I even put a Jesus candle in the front and the Saint Mary in the back. And
Guadalupe.
Guadalupe. I can put Guadalupe in the back. And I can even put in some bear bags.
We can put that in the front.
We can put that in the
front. We'll put up here on the top end.
We can do it for you.
So it's
only cost you two tacos.
Shut up.
It's a piece of shit. 97. What was it? 97 Chrysler or some shit that he got.
Of course it is.
And so we go and I start, you know, the cops come and, you know, license registration, you know, all the normal shit. And the guy was like, you know, start talking to him in Spanish. And he's like, dude, this is fucking America, dude. You got to talk English to me, bro. And it was the cop was Hispanic. And he would not talk Spanish with him. He would not let him talk in Spanish. He kept trying to do the Spanish nice, you know, thing.
Right. It's okay. We're from the same people.
Yeah, exactly. And he was like, no, he's like, oh, I have no license. He said, this is America, not Mexico. You need to have a license to drive in this country.
Look. From one beaner to another, you need to have the papers.
So to find out it's not his car, someone else's car. They have insurance on the car, but if it's actually insured, it's not. But I have full coverage. You have to have full coverage in this city.
You have to have full coverage
in this city.
I have full coverage on the behemoth.
Do you?
You
pay like
a buck cheek, man.
It must cost you a buck a month.
On that thing, dude, we pay quite a bit for insurance.
Oh, do you really?
Oh, yeah.
It costs him an ass.
Yeah. My truck's not small by any sense. And yeah, there's no way I'm taking any sort of risk on that thing because let's just say I'm parked in one neighborhood and the ass end of that thing four streets over.
So the dude kept on, you know, after, you know, the cop said, well, you have a choice. You know, you make your claim for your insurance. If you don't want them to fix it, you want them to fix the car or whatever. Then, I mean, that's all up to you and stuff like that. And the dude was like, oh, come on, man. You just take my shot because the insurance, this and that and that and that. I said, dude, I pay too much money and fucking insurance not to fucking use them.
Exactly.
So fuck you.
Who's next? Exactly. Because I was like, no. Then he's all, oh, fuck, bro. I'm fucked. I'm like, sorry,
not
bro.
Not my fucking problem.
You're fucked.
You know the problem, dude. You fuck with one bean, you got to fight the whole burrito, okay?
I know one of his boys came up there and shit. I was like, oh, here we go. I thought I was going to have to call you up. But you'd be too busy faking a rib injury.
Oh.
Nice.
Ouch, you son of a bitch.
My real.
I got a bacchiotomy.
Okay.
Fuck.
You know what, dude?
That's good, though. That's really good.
You
That's
can
smart.
Eat the peanuts out of my shit, all right?
That was good time on that shit, huh? Totally killed the tone, huh?
Yeah, totally.
And I just farted. So.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, sorry. I couldn't hold it
but
anymore.
If you don't have full coverage and you can afford it, get the motherfucker.
You get fucking full coverage.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was a little one. It was just a little one. So I do want to take an opportunity real quick. Zeus, can you turn the camera around? I know we only have a few minutes left. No, onto you.
Onto
not
you.
Onto me. Onto you, hotness.
Yeah, you are looking
I tell you
today.
What. You go stand. No. Come on. Come on. Take it off, baby.
Scrappy. Hey, what?
Oh. You know what? Trench, can you bring up her song real quick? Let's see if we can get it.
No, not real quick.
Oh, okay. Zeus is wearing something fantastic tonight, and I gotta say props to her man Churchy, who was here last week, and we gave Churchy a rash of shit, and this is why he let his woman leave the house like this. And no, Churchy's a nice kid. We like him.
I don't have it handy. Sorry.
There was a God damn it, you son of a bitch! You have one job on this fucking show, and it's to play that song.
You really don't have it.
I don't really have it handy.
Oh my God.
Well, chat room.
Bit killers.
Sorry, dude. This could have been you.
Hold on.
It could have been you seeing this.
Welcome to the wonderful world
turn
of
the
bit
camera
killers.
Oh, he won't even turn the camera until we get the song.
Every bit we plan fails miserably.
We didn't plan this one. There's a reason. You know, dude, I just got told.
Root level of the folder. You just keep it there, man. Oh God, now she's buttoning up. Guys at home, if you could see this, you oh my God. She's wearing, let's just say the garter belt portion of it is just hanging out over the jeans. And I know for a fact that the panties match. She is wearing some hotness tonight,
that is,
boys.
That is a nice picture of my book, though.
Hey, Decaf, where can they get your book again?
They can order my book from authorhouse.com. Or you can come down to my book signing.
Found it!
Oh, there it is. Now turn the camera, baby. Oh. Why'd you have to turn it down? Okay, now take the jacket off. Come on, now. You know you want to. As the pirate said, show him your starboard side. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. You'll catch us live here every Friday on LB Rocks and Spankwagon.net from 7 to 9 p.m. We're heading out for the night, but we got to say thank you to everyone. Zuzu, don't you dare stop. Trench, say thanks to all the affiliates Cindy. For us.
Fuck them, I want to keep watching, but thanks to all affiliates. You know who you are. We love you. We love you tons. Thank you to our guests, the Dirty Panties. Really appreciate having you in the studio. We'll be back next week, Spankwagon.net.
Shug on the tissue on the floor of the train. Sun goes down, temperature drops. Beautiful burnout, beautiful burnout. Bird, crone.
Original webcast. Visit lvrocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.